What up, everybody? It's KTV. This is the Eat the Cake podcast. I'm here with my boy, Ivan.
Hello.
You know what? You know what?
I'm dead! We need a camera for the behind the what the fuck actually happened.
Niggas asked me, can they be part of the podcast? I say, yeah, bro, just come with some energy and a topic. Niggas say, hi. All that hot shit you saw. We got JD, I ain't gonna say his name because the fans is watching. And we got my boy Alex, if he comments once in a while. We can hear you a little bit. Just let y'all know. I'm going to let y'all know when I hear you. So, it's been a minute. This is episode 3. Chris is no longer in it. Chris, you have been fired. You were listening to this. Joe, I don't know what the fuck you doing. So, let's get into it.
Yo, I got energy. I just want to say hello in a mannerable, proper way. So,
this nigga Alex crushing that water loud as hell, god damn it. That's it. Yeah, nigga.
You guys are being very inconsiderate of my sound right now.
So, this nigga doing the report.
I couldn't tell if this nigga cracked his
mouth. I was crying so hard.
If y'all can hear how loud this nigga cracked his water, though, it sounded like this nigga cracked a bone. Big, strong ass. God damn.
Shit. So we gonna jump into
you
it.
You gotta order Toronto, a different type of soap, nigga. Don't you?
Where's Golden State?
We ain't talking about that first. Hold on. You know what? We got a man in here. Is it that funny?
You got a different type of soap. Oh, my throat!
You better get your weight in the water, head ass. Come on, stop laughing.
Get your...
We 2 minutes in, and y'all niggas are...
You don't get your Rock Revival jeans wearing ass out of here.
Ah!
I can't
do
that. God damn.
Me and Josh can't
do that. You sound like a baby elk having birth.
God damn. I'm gonna let y'all finish.
Straighten up, son. You're shaking like a stripper.
This is like 3 minutes of us just bullshit. People are waiting for us to talk.
We gotta be pro.
All right. Since we have a man in here who is, well, actually, we got two niggas that dip in the jungle fever. We got my man Ivan. We got Alex.
I date all races. Yeah, I see no races.
Let's not lie. God damn it. Name five.
Asian, white, black, Chaldean, Arab.
Okay, Chaldean is just spicy white. That don't count. Okay, anyway. So the first topic gonna be interracial dating and why I don't do it. I don't think a white girl can understand the brother's struggle.
Nigga, you racist.
Like, yeah, you ain't lying, nigga. Like, you can't be racist to white people.
You can be prejudiced.
You can be as prejudiced. No, you can say whatever you want about white people and it's never racist.
Why is that?
Because they're white. All right, man, you're not about to do this. I got white people watching.
What do you mean? I'm black people can be racist. White people, anybody can be racist. It's just, you know. Why would you say that she wouldn't be able to satisfy? That's what I'm saying.
No, I never said that. I said she will not understand me as a black man, and like a black
yes,
man would.
Yes, like to be able to
understand my struggle. How would she understand me?
You would have to, therefore, educate her on it.
Nah,
just because somebody's ignorant or illiterate on a subject doesn't mean that, you know, that's omitting it and say it's thrown out the window. You have to educate somebody. You have to let them learn your struggle so that they can try to relate.
Let them learn the unknown.
Let me get my bag real quick. How'd that work for you? Yeah, that bitch ain't understanding your struggle, did she, nigga? That bitch was not understanding.
Hey, y'all, my Uber here.
Damn. Ivan, why don't you just drop your family? Well, bitch, what? All right,
so I'm going to hop back in here. So I did have I have had a plethora of relationships, you know, from different races, Caucasian and Asian.
I said, I'm talking about names.
Oh, I'm not, we're not putting names out there like that, you know.
Okay.
We gonna let them be omitted.
She gonna listen.
She's not gonna listen. She ain't got no time for that. She ain't got no time
she
for that.
Really. She with her white man.
So, jump back, sophomore year, caked up, double caked up on a track field on a Tuesday afternoon with a Caucasian female. And I really hate when people say Caucasian because, like, when you look at it, the last part is Asian. White people ain't nowhere near Asia. They're more European. But that's here and there.
Ooh, I went with the bars. Damn.
Something slick. But
if you do good onto others, God will do onto you. But if you touch a cow's udders, milk will come out. That's a, these bastards nowadays.
All right, we done.
Hey, put 40 in the collection box.
I'm trying to build the children's wing of the church. Anything you can spare. Pastor and Bishop Brother Isaac here. Just put it in the basket.
I want to thank Sister Shirley. She donated $100 to the church. Sister Shirley.
Go ahead, Sister Shirley.
I just want to let you know.
This check fucking bounced.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, man. We had some technical difficulty. So Ivan about to get back into his white girl story bag. Yeah, man.
Basically, in a relationship. What?
All right, man. Talk.
What? Mayonnaise eating ass nigga. Basically, we was together for a minute and, you know, things went well, woody woo 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 woo. We started hanging out more. But then she was so kind of misunderstanding how black people operate.
Oh, so you can't... Wait.
She didn't know. No, she dated maybe another couple colored boys in her day. But she never experienced nothing like this.
Oh, my God. Good Lord.
She ain't never had no uppity black people.
Fucking colors.
Uppity black people ain't on time. Uppity black people don't take shit for nobody, even other black people. Especially uppity black people got their own problems, which my family definitely had their share. And she couldn't understand.
Y'all was some niggas.
She couldn't.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand. That was her favorite line. I just don't understand.
Like, some days I would have to go out, you know, I would have to do stuff with my family. I had to go drive my mom around the city. We were making moves here and there, so forth, so what, taking care of business. And she's like, well, we were supposed to hang out. We had plans. Like, I just don't understand. Why would you make plans? I was like, I told you I should be back from the city, Detroit, Rock City, from probably around like 7:30, you know, 8 o'clock.
Don't do that again.
Say less. And she's like, well, you shouldn't have made plans with me because I've been sitting here waiting all day and I just don't understand why you black people are like this or why your mom.
Oh,
like
she went, wait. KK said that?
She said, you black people. And you can't get mad.
And this went on for another 3 years, ladies and gentlemen. Looking ass. What's wrong with you?
She was basically trying to separate me from my friend group and adopt her friend group, which I basically did because I'm just a nice guy.
Nah, you a ham. You a simp. I love
the game of basketball. Like, you would just have to ask me more questions to let me tell you more about myself. Like, I don't even know where you're sitting.
You definitely is a Carl. You definitely is a Carl Malone ass nigga.
Carl Thomas looking at this nigga over here. But
I know, what's wrong with you?
But after that, like,
if it was me,
I turned around.
You want some juice? You don't want no juice?
But so I adopted her friend group, and it was cool. You know, I still talk to them. Some of like them today, they wish me happy birthday. We cordial associates, but you know, I shouldn't have had to drop my friends who were predominantly black just because she didn't want to hang out with them.
Why your toes so? God damn.
What?
Fuck a manicure, nigga. God damn. You need a whole tear now.
Don't be talking about these Eagles claws.
Take your feet to downtown Detroit and see if our taxes will fix it.
Just stay professional.
Oh, okay, nigga. We all got socks on.
It's so hot up in the club, I ain't got no shoes on.
Oh my God, you ain't got no... You got damn. Damn, nigga. Trying to be professional. Nigga. You got the ranks right next to me, nigga. Oh my god, this nigga feet. Oh my god, bro. Your feet don't match your body.
Bro, 12 Years of Slave wasn't just a movie. It was about feet, too, and that just happened to be mine.
No, a slave looking at your feet like that. Shit, nigga. Damn, nigga, did you try to run away? Did you try to run away, or is this how you always is? Damn, nigga.
So it came to a point where she was just like, really.
It came to a point where she was like, I have them feet, nigga. She said, I can no longer take it. Jesus Christ, my nigga. God damn, you got them Harambe's, nigga. Go put some socks on before you tell the story. Dog, this nigga feet.
She came to the point where she and my mom wasn't gelling. My mom didn't like her because she was white.
Don't you try to blame them feet on your mama.
And Michaela was not the most accepting person. She wasn't very cordial. So like if she walked in the house, you know, she would smile, but she would not speak, which was not okay.
Her face says a lot.
A no bueno in the house of any woman.
She was RBF a little bit.
Yeah, a little RBF.
Yeah, she bitch was.
But, you know, okay in her own way. You know, you gotta love people for themselves. But it just came to the point where I was basically hanging around her family, became her family. Her mom and stepdad text me last week talking about happy birthday, talking about come over to the house. Like, what? It's been, like, years. Like, does she even live there? I hope not. But, like, I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? I'm just not trying to step back in life, even though they were great people, loving people. But,
hey, yo, Josh, it comes to back Jess, to the, if Jess say, parents say you can come to the crib, would you? Because they had hella snacks.
Nigga, I ain't pulling up.
They got hella snacks, though. Man.
Back to the question. You would have to explain, like, I had to explain everything to her, and she just wasn't trying to understand. It depends when somebody wants to understand, and they're willing to understand the struggle, and willing to understand the differences that goes on within different communities and settings of, you know, right. Religious and race households. But she wanted it white or no way. And that's, I think, one of the main reasons why we didn't, like, you know, gel out. Plus, she's a cheating ass, but...
I felt a little hurt there.
The white woman.
Black women don't cheat. And black men don't cheat. The people that cheated on you with the color black skin, those were niggas. Niggas cheat, black men don't. It's City Boys.
I just rest my case on that. So, like, you would have to have somebody that wants to understand the struggle, and you would have to have somebody being accepting to differences, because when it comes down to relationships, it's all about compromise and communication, and we lack both.
Okay, well, Josh, I don't know if he's going to get in this bad, but I might as well just give a quick summary. White bitches called the police on this nigga for nothing at all.
Yeah.
Josh got judged by white girls' families because Josh got resting nigga face. Josh just always coming. If you read Josh just angry.
Oh, hello, 911 operator. Yeah, I got a nigga over here with a mad face. I'm gonna need you to come get him out of my residence right now.
What did she say? She said there's something wrong with his soul. The way the gleam in his eyes.
The gleam in my eyes. Something ain't right about that boy. I said, nigga, I'm saving your daughter. If it wasn't for me, your daughter probably be in the backwoods somewhere.
And then on top of that, this nigga eat dinner. And then don't say shit during the whole dinner. And then at the end of the day, he say,
pop locking for annihilators.
He be like, thanks for the dinner. That's all. That's the only word he said. And then when her dad tried to have a relationship with you, this nigga come in the backyard. Me and Terrell. Hey, how you doing? We talking to him. This nigga Josh all the way over there on his phone. I don't fuck with that nigga. I'm just fucking this girl.
I wasn't even on the phone, nigga. I was looking at the wildlife.
This nigga Josh would pick
nigga
up
saw his... some squirrels, rivets, rabbits, and
this,
squirrels.
This nigga Josh would pick up his white woman and just text her. He won't even knock on the door. He'd be in the driveway. The ignorance of this nigga. The audacity of this nigga. Be in the driveway. Maybe honk the horn if she would come outside. So imagine.
Hurry up. What took you so long?
Nah, bro.
Wait, no. Look, he like this. What took you so long? Even though he said he was going to be there an hour ago.
That didn't mean I had traffic.
No, you didn't. She was straight down the street.
It ain't even traffic on that road.
0.5 miles away from the house.
So imagine if your daughter, any man, your daughter boyfriend don't come in the house. He just honked the horn and text her and she just leave. You don't know nothing about this nigga.
They knew about
him. And then when you do see him, he dark skinned.
Strike one.
He got the fuckboy haircut at the time. Strike super
two.
Long.
Strike two.
He has the Detroit Diamonds in his ear.
Sure did.
Oh my god. And then he got
rest, three.
He got resting nigga face.
Nigga, you're out.
Not even only that though. Not only was he out, that nigga was out trying to get back actually in the game. And tried to fight the Empire. Said, No, nigga. That's a ball.
Yeah. Right. So, y'all somebody did. Else going Alex, you jumping in this or no?
Alex is happily with his white woman.
Happily moving in soon.
Goddamn. Wearing my shirt.
I don't like you there.
Why you grab that water bottle so aggressively?
Childish, nigga.
It's not like you brushing your hair, nigga. Shit, nigga, that's the sound your feet make when they touch each other.
He tried to hide his feet.
This nigga tried to hide his feet. Oh my god, nigga, shit. He
had this shit on camera.
Oh man. All right, man.
I just realized I did deal with a second racist family that I had in high school. Megan Montan's dad was racist.
Really? I don't know what that is. Shout out to Megan's dad.
For letting a nigga in the house.
Your dad was like, hey, I let him in the house. What more do you want? He can't use the cup. Yeah. That's his cup. The nigga cup. Couldn't be me. All right. Let's talk about the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors are up 2-1 against the Warriors. I want the Warriors to win. I'm a little sick about it. I want my nigga KD to win his third ring.
Predictions, though. Warriors in six. Warriors in seven.
They got to win three in a row, right?
Yeah.
KD might come back tomorrow. I know Klay definitely come back. I know. I don't think he come back. If KD come back, then I'll say seven. If KD doesn't come back, they'll lose in six.
He hasn't been at a practice.
They say he probably practiced today. I don't know though. I didn't look.
What was his injury?
They
said it looked like an Achilles, but
they said it was a strained calf. But apparently, you can't strain your calf. It's either torn
Achilles or.
He tore his calf. He definitely tore his calf. He ain't strained. You can't strain your calf. Apparently, you can only tear it. So they kept pushing his shit back though. They said he'll be back game three of the Western Conference. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, game four. All right. And then it was like game one. Nope. Game two. Nope. Game three. What you think
about him coming back?
No, he didn't go in.
He said. To be honest, when you look at the Raptors right now, based on the injuries that the Golden State Warriors have sustained, like Klay, definitely if Klay was in the game, the Splash Bros would have went crazy.
They would
have dropped. What did he drop? 47-7-3 or 47-7-8.
Yeah,
like Klay would have dropped at least an easy, quick 23-24.
Even if Klay dropped 16, they would have won.
Yeah, still.
Right? Yeah, they would have won by one.
Did they determine on what's his injury and if he's coming back?
Strained hamstring.
But he could have. He was game time, so he was in his warm-ups. But
I'm saying for the next
game. Oh yeah, he should definitely be back next game. Okay. Yeah, be back next game. What about you, Josh?
Even though Curtis says that's an internal decision.
I'm just gonna say for me, I personally want the Raptors to win, but
be the first. Yeah,
I don't know. It's not very likely. If
I wouldn't say not because it's like it hasn't all been Kawhi, like Van Fleet splash.
Van Fleet been
balling. We're not gonna not talk about Green.
Green has not done anything really like that.
Green didn't go crazy?
Bro, you talking about 1-3, shut up.
Why? He had three threes in a row.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He did.
He did.
Lowry, His first Kawhi.
Wait, no, we're talking about Kawhi. His number's nice, but Kawhi really is struggling. They're doing a good job on Kawhi. Great. Siakam is really balling, but I don't bet against, like, I would rather have him balling than Kawhi.
I feel like Jason Jerebko could lock down Siakam.
This nigga just made me fucking mad. This nigga Jerebko was getting cooked by Siakam. You just made me mad.
I think he
needs literally to, did a crossover.
Bro, I think he needs to see his way of play, you know, to kind of key in. So he got his homework.
Bro,
he's that kind of player, though.
No, he's not. Jerebko is a spot-up shooter.
He's going to go back and do some homework and put that nigga on the locks.
Does he know who Jerebko is? It's the white man with the blonde hair that be shooting.
Yes, man. He used to play for the Pistons.
Most niggas don't know shit about basketball. I swear. Okay, so who you just think Josh gonna win?
I mean, shit. It can go either way.
Hot take by Joshua.
Yeah, that's out of
goddamn.
Nigga get a 20.
Thank you,
toss.
Bro. Oh, my God. Like, shit. Damn.
Shit, 20 toss head ass nigga. I ain't taking Josh ever to no casino, no betting place.
What should I bet on, Josh? I don't know. It can go either way. Clearly, dumbass nigga. Josh, you think it's a boy or a girl? I don't know. It can either go either way.
After gender reveal, I don't know. It can either be blue or pink.
You like girls or boys? I don't know. It can go either way.
It's 2019. I don't know.
Alex, watch out for that water bottle. Oh my God! So that's okay. That's that. What's next on the? All right. The next topic we're gonna get in here is trust issues, and who has them? I know Josh got them.
I got no goddamn trust issues.
Yes, you do. You definitely got trust issues.
No, I don't.
I got trust issues.
Yeah, I got a separation and detachment issues, Nick.
When I say trust issues, I'm not talking about like you out here hitting the bitch up every 5 minutes. Like, where you at? I'm talking about like you don't trust
people. You know, you don't trust like trust issues. Different.
You gotta earn that shit. That's
you don't
what I'm
have
saying.
To be in a relationship.
Relationship aspect, you damn.
Just trust issues and different. Like if you're a trusting person, you're gonna have a trust in every aspect of your life.
Okay, how about this? Your girl say she trying to go on a boat. Wild you. How much do you trust your girl?
Depends who she going on the boat with.
Listen, I don't got that much trust you. If she my girl, I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
First of all.
Because we had girls on a boat with boyfriends that didn't do nothing.
First of all. You said, can she go on a boat?
Let's just say.
You said she go on a boat by herself.
Let's say we don't know them though. That's what I'm saying. She's like I'm going to. Can I go?
Is it my female or not?
Yeah, but she's saying, can I go on a boat party? Like go, like how Jeff's boat is. Like we don't know him. She's like, can I go
right.
with my friend?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So she's saying she want to go on a boat by herself without me.
No, she going with her friends though.
Without me.
He's saying
without
him?
Me. Yeah. Is the question.
Yeah, without you. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. No.
Why?
For this reason. If you said family, cool. If you just said your close friends in this a boat. Cool. I know what the fuck going on the boat. I wasn't born yesterday.
No,
she
not.
Going around all these new dudes. They got hard meat on, drunk.
No, she going with her friends, though, like her close friends.
What that mean? Her girlfriends ain't worth a damn.
Well, hold on.
They ain't watching shit, doing shit.
Hold on. You've known girls in relationships that went on a boat and nothing happened with them. What are we talking about?
Can we clarify?
You don't got to do nothing on the boat if you don't want to. Most of those girls that's going.
Wait a minute. Now, you talking about sometimes of what happened here and there. You ain't talking about what the hell going on at any given time.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Kaylin. You got too much dip on your chip.
There's always a possibility that she going to turn rogue and go crazy.
Okay, then she wasn't yours in the beginning.
That's not the point.
It is.
Here's what I'm saying. Why the hell you want to go on a boat? Well, we know that single niggas activities without me. What is the
Can she go to the club without you?
The club is different.
How's it different?
Here's why.
That's girls' night. That's girls' night.
It's way more than
that. Hold on.
Explain. Joshua, explain. Three points.
The boat, first of all, is already water. One point. You can fuck in the water without anybody knowing. That's one.
You think your girl gonna fuck in the water? Your girl, like the girl you know you dated.
Well, my girl ain't going to no boat without me.
But if she did, would you?
ain't no if she did. I'm saying, I'm giving you a...
Oh, because you control your bitch, huh?
I'm going, yeah.
Be careful.
Down.
Be careful.
Hey, now.
Be careful.
Down.
I was like, oh.
Miss, if you want to go on a boat, you can go on a boat without him.
Wait, time out. She has been to places...
Wait, time out.
The only time you need to be worried is if she's not posting nothing on Snapchat.
Negative, brother.
No. If a girl not posting nothing on Snapchat, what she doing?
That could be fake. That could be totally
mines
fake.
Don't nah. Because
oh. She know you watching, though. She know you watching.
Mines could... don't do that.
If you're... Just shut up, man. Listen, you just said because it's a possibility, right?
Of what?
Of her acting up?
Josh, you at point
if you know, Josh, the girl you date, she's not going to do that.
Here's what I'm getting at. Let me
just because you slap your hands don't make you about to lay some facts.
I'm about to lay down Haley facts.
Get to the point and continue accurately.
Accurately. Nigga, spell it.
Right.
A. C.
D-U-M-B-A-S.
Nigga,
now. Now, what was I saying? Accurately before you said that dumbass shit?
I'm pondered right now.
Right, nigga. Dumbass back.
Dude, dumbass nigga.
You still ain't got no socks on.
It's so hot up in the club, I ain't got no shoes on.
All right, what the, okay, talk about. What if the girls, what if the niggas on the boat had his feet? Are we good?
I would have been asking if they wanted to go. Dropped him off and everything.
Quick question. If your girl was the baddest girl in the world, but she had his feet, and your kids inherit them feet, how would you feel?
Yeah.
I asked how bad these motherfuckers is.
Make sure you lift your feet up and plant them back down. Good God, get them
shit
out of
the chair. Period. Be like, damn, nigga. Shit. Did you find another room? Okay. Anyway, stop. We get off topic. Okay, so my only issue is this. If she was going to do that fuck shit, like cheat on you, she was going to, or act up, she going to do that regardless.
Negative.
Josh. You know that firsthand. You know that firsthand.
I didn't finish my whole diabolical information.
Diabolical.
Because he said that stupid ass definition of a word. Nah.
Actively.
What I was really saying initially, the club is different because number one.
I'm not on that right now. But
right. Yeah, you said the club.
And I surrendered that point. But I'm saying even if she was your.
What's your point that you want to get your information on?
Okay, so I'm cool. Because I'm just like, all right, whatever. Because if I trust her enough to know she's not gonna do nothing, that's my point. You keep saying it's a possibility, but you
what
know
does
you,
your trust got to do with her acting up.
Because I trust her not to act up.
Okay, if you trust her and she still act up, then what does that mean?
Hey, that's just something I gotta tell you. You gotta have trust. You gotta have trust. Like she should be able to trust me. If I say yeah, What's the equivalent to that?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, like something like that. She has to trust me. And vice versa. If I go out of town without her, she gotta trust me.
But I seem like the situation that you're putting her in, she's already half dressed. She got on a bathing suit.
And we know what the fuck going on.
No, Mardi Gras, she can get
raped. Bathing suits now.
No,
Dan knew bathing suits now are so skimpy, you see everything.
Fetch.
So you be cool with your girl going to Mardi Gras with her friends?
Once again, no.
Wait, your girl can go on vacation.
No, watch this. She can go on vacation. There's just certain spots right now in our day, in our world, that motherfuckers just not going to, bro. It's just crazy. Now, look, here's what I will do for her, though. Here's what I will do for her, because it is in my background. She can go to Mardi Gras. I'm going to be in the same state, same location.
That's why.
Wait, watch this. She can go have her fun, chill all day. I'll go mess with some of my buddies out that way. That's cool. But at least if I know someone crack off, I'm going to be there.
So what about you? Can you go to Mardi Gras by yourself?
I can go. I don't know. Like, I'm there.
Why?
Because I can protect myself.
No, stop. Don't do that. We're not talking about protection. No, stop. We're not talking about protection with the gun. We're talking about...
I didn't say with the gun or nothing.
Okay. So what do you mean you're going to protect yourself against who? The bitches? That's what I'm talking about.
I wasn't worried about the dudes getting at her. I'm worried about
it. Bro, that's what we talking about. We only solely talking about the dudes coming at. Do you trust your girl enough to go out of state
around
or somewhere?
My girl right now, yes.
Okay, that's it. And I know.
Oh, you. I remind this point. Here's what I was getting at when I was saying about the boat thing.
Okay.
You the aspect of the boat, and here's where I'm putting the boat ass. Okay, so you got your girl that say, hey, listen, we're gonna go to a nude sex club. Me and some of the friends. Okay, cool. Go ahead, roll out. Right? Okay. Compared to, hey, we're gonna go to the movies. being some of the friends. Okay, cool. But they can't roll out. Now, here's what I'm getting at. One is already layered with what the fuck going on and all the temptation in the world. You already know what's going on. That's the boat. That's that sex club. The other one, you already know what potentially could happen.
The boat is not the sex club.
I'm not saying that. Don't correlate that. What I'm saying is you know what's going on in those situations. At the movies, she is still tempted. Yes, you can still get fingered. You can still fuck if you go to the right movie. Been done before by many. Now, you go to the movies, you know that there is the potential for her to still do something. That's cool. Let her trust be shown, either yes or no. But if she go to the boat, there's no reason why you should be going to no sex club when you got all this dick here at the house.
No, you shouldn't put yourself or herself in the temptations or the possibility to cheat.
Wait, talking about fuck temptation. If you've been like this, I've seen you with your girlfriend in the past be like bitches just coming at you and you was like, no, I'm good. So what's the difference?
That wasn't at a boat where let's be honest.
You've been at clubs.
Let's be honest.
Time out. Time out. We haven't been in situations where we was like, yo, Josh, you need to hop on that. You was like,
that's every week.
No, I can't do it.
That's every week.
But I'm saying, you got the. And guess what? Let's be real.
I'm not butt cheeks naked.
Let's be real.
In a situation where I know
No. But the thing about it is, the girl, we've been on a boat with girls who were in relationships and how they act. They don't act stupid.
Do I need to bring in an example?
Who?
I ain't gonna name no names. I'm not even gonna name a person. The one bitch that left her man's. Y'all know the names. I don't know the names.
Once again, those are bitches.
Melissa Channel.
Stop. Those bitches.
They had.
No. But those, man, we not. Bro, we know what type of bitch we fucking with. We know.
Wait,
bro.
We can't switch the bitch. You said if your bitch go.
No,
we. That's your bitch at that time. Whoever your bitch
is. Your girlfriend, whatever, bro.
Like, I understand that. Bitch, girl, same.
But I'm saying, like, though. I'm saying, though. You know the girl you messing with. You know
how it is.
Exactly. So I'm saying this,
nigga. But we talking about all dudes.
No, stop. I'm talking about you.
Me personally is different. I'll let my girl go to the sex club because I'm.
That's what I'm talking about. What are we arguing?
You talking about
all men. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, I'm talking about the majority of women out here ain't shit. That's
okay. You're right.
Because fucking Nina. Do you have this on recording?
All right, go, Alex.
I don't want to put this on the fucking.
Well, you kind of said her name, but I kind of paused at the last. But that young lady
had a fucking boyfriend, and then ends up hooking up with like three other dudes while at the fucking lake house.
Yeah, but guess what? We found out that she was in wifey. We had a one girl. Who told Joe, like, oh yeah, my boyfriend's in jail and all this XYZ, and then we found out she hooked up with my man.
My question to you,
bud. These girls are liars though.
Shorty
ain't loyal.
Shorty that just hooked up three different times while she had a man, would she have done that same thing at the movie theater?
No, but she was gonna do it eventually.
What I'm asking you is, yes, you can tell off of your female asking certain things, can I go to the sex club? Bitch, why?
Nah, but here's...
Compared to, can I go to the movie? Yeah, okay, that's more normal. If you get the train ran on you in the movie, that's way different.
No, honestly. But if she hooked up, you said three dudes and the same day or three dudes
no,
total?
No, like total, like...
And all three of those dudes knew each other. She's just a hoe. Like,
Wait, hold up. Can I talk for a second? What if you
not
got
with them feet.
What if you
socks,
got a long time...
Put some socks on first. Alright, my bad. Go ahead, talk.
Alright, what if you got a long time girlfriend and she's, you know, it's okay, I would say, because definitely girls knew guys before they start dating you.
And talking about that girl that hooked up with three dudes was not wifey material. Clearly. We know that. So what we
know? No, you didn't know that. We talking in past, present. Let's talk about
present. Well, then the truth came out, then you just dodged the bullet.
Let's talk about present.
But you dodged the bullet. At least,
in the present time of the past, you did not know.
But you put your girl. But come on, you put your girl in the fire, and then guess what? She burned.
Come on, you didn't put her in shit. She asked to go.
Okay, then good. Okay. If you
want. What I'm saying is, when you in a real relationship, bro, motherfuckers ain't gonna ask certain shit. Just like a lot of relationships, you might be out in the club every weekend. Why is your shorty still at the club, but she don't work there? I work there. What? Your shorty don't even work there.
Some niggas,
why she gotta
go to the club every weekend? But some niggas don't care.
Every weekend. Hey, I'm gonna keep it 100. But yeah, some niggas don't care. There's nothing you might gonna bring up, and we had a long talk, and she said, you know, when I'm ready, I'm gonna stop getting out the club when I want to find some serious.
Okay, you're right.
With a but, man.
But let's be real. Mate. Let's be real. If some people, niggas don't mind a girl going out. Every week.
I understand that. And then they be hurt when they find out that their girl pregnant.
But that don't mean... Hold on.
The same block.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
That's a real story.
Hold on. See, now I gotta... Is Saga wifey material? Is Saga wifey material?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
That's a code name.
Yes.
She goes out every week...
P-Gang.
With successful men. P-Gang. Don't say her name.
No, I wasn't gonna say the name.
Okay.
Pause.
So it's like, okay, back to the whole situation with Saga, because Saga goes out.
You're right.
And Saga just she's on a trip right now.
Let me explain.
Why she about to give excuses? Go ahead.
No, Kevin Hart. P Gang. When she is locked down with a motherfucker that really hold her down in the way that she wants,
and she still went out.
Hold on. Negative. Now when she went out, mind you, I know her on a very personal level. She went out.
Shout to Saga.
Buddy was always with her. Now, that she is single.
What about when he graduated?
She was at the house. She went out some weekend. I'm not lying.
She was with her friends. I'm not lying. Club promoting that shit. No, you are a liar.
At top.
Oh, you was such a liar.
Put your auntie.
But guess what? Guess what? Saga gives off this persona. But I can guarantee you right now, Saga go on a boat. Guess what? If I was with Saga, I would trust her on the boat with a bunch of niggas.
I would too.
Because guess what? We know her. We know her. And guess what? Exactly. But guess what? She gives off that persona. If you did not know her,
you would not know your girlfriend? Hold on.
You would not think she was watching material.
Watch before I hit this.
So stop.
No. P-Gang. The reason that you feel like you don't know your girl like you know Saga is because a lot of motherfuckers, millennials, or these new generational motherfuckers, is so quick to hop in a relationship. Hey, baby, met her the first day. The next day, want to go out.
Saga low-key a city girl, though.
Hold on, P-Gang. Bye. So, what I'm saying is, motherfuckers so quick to rush in a relationship, you don't even know the motherfucking last name before you over here talking about something, I love you, baby. Bro, so, can we go on this? Are you crazy when you find out that she out here acting wild?
Stop changing the subject.
You just said.
We are talking about our girl. Your girl you mess with right now.
Yes.
If she said, honestly.
My girl is crazy. No, anything you ask, she going.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Yeah, no, stop. So then it's on to Ivan. Ivan, the girl that you date, do you trust her to go on somewhere by herself with temptation?
Hell no.
So you don't either?
No, he don't.
He just called you. He just called you insecure. He said, hell no. I'm thinking like, oh, damn, Josh, you switched. He's like, oh, no, that nigga don't.
I ain't gonna lie. Hell no.
Why? But the truth will come out sooner or later. At least you can hold her feet to the fire and be like this. Okay, let me see how she is. That's why I'm saying, like, hold on. Josh, you said this. You said if you was in.
It's the AC.
Yeah, that shit. Turn that shit off, Lil' Key.
Hey, the brothers, go get hot in here.
All right, I'm going to try. Yo, turn that off, Alex.
What?
It's cold. I kind of can hear
it. It's any cool outside. The AC.
I can hear it, though.
That's all right. They can hear it too.
All right, man. Anyway.
Podcast is.
Wait, what were we talking about? Damn it, you got me off the track.
For some reason, niggas, I don't ever get to finish, but I'm going to blame them.
That's why you can't even fucking speak.
We're live.
Damn, now I fucking forgot what I was talking about.
That's all right.
Shit.
We're talking about Josh saying why.
God damn, we using motherfucking government.
I said Josh like 6 times.
We're going to
edit. Like more than that. Like, it's been done. Shout out to Saga, though.
No, we're going to call me Smoke.
Smoke? It's too late.
Every time Josh come up, you call me Smoke.
You just said your own name. It's not even...
All right, Smoke.
Nah, Smoke.
But, no, the whole reason why I would say no is because I've seen the person that I've... Because currently, I haven't been seeing them long at all. I've known them for 6 months, and I've been talking to them for a month. And I've seen how they are influenced by alcohol, drugs, and other people, and... They're easily influenced. They're naive.
So not saying that I don't trust them, but they would get taken advantage of very easily.
Listen, I'm the type of nigga, if I was in the club with my girl and a nigga bought her a drink, I'd be like, try to get another one, get a shot of Hennessy for me. Like I said about Saga.
That's
like,
hold on. Home,
but like, yeah, exactly. Okay, but that's what I said. Saga, Saga, if you was to date Saga, you know damn well she gonna be in the section with her friends, homeboys, and guess what? Ain't none of them niggas gonna touch her. And if they do, she gonna be like, nah, I'm good.
You're right.
And guess what? She gonna be posting thirst traps. She gonna do that. But guess what? She gonna, you know, if she yours,
I mean,
she got it locked down.
She's on a thirst trap during a relationship.
But here's the thing. If she's yours, she's locked down. That's what I'm saying, right. Where the trust come from. That's why you can't be insecure. If your bitch bad, that's the type of attention she's gonna get.
That's fine.
She gonna get attention anywhere she goes.
Attention is fine. I'm not arguing about the attention.
But you, okay, time out. Let me clarify. You talking about
Alicia Curry.
She
got some problems. She got problems.
But I don't think she still.
Nah, brother.
No.
She said it was outrageous.
No, she said she
just, and people giving her a pass?
No.
Let her do what she had that.
No, she's wrong, but I still don't believe.
Wrong as fuck.
No, I still don't believe. I look at her, I think like nobody ever really shoot their shot at her wildly. Because they got so much respect with Steph Curry. Just the same way nobody shoots
their.
Let me finish. The same way motherfuckers don't shoot their shot at Beyonce or talk to her reckless or somebody like LeBron James' wife. Nobody gonna do it. It's kind of like that's the. She get attention.
Here's why.
She said she feels.
All three of them is on L.
No, here's the thing. She said, like they said in the round table, they said, you don't see it because you're not looking for it, really. People watching you. People looking at Aisha at the Warriors games like, yeah, she shouldn't be worried about that, though. You're right. She should not be worried about that. But I still don't think if you put Aisha Curry in a room full of niggas, she's going to be like sucking dick and kissing.
No, it's not that, bro. It's the fact that she got a whole mentality on her brain.
She's insecure because she had the baby.
No. I don't give a fuck. Shut that shit down. What I'm saying is, no way should no married woman be worried about what another dude
you're
is
right.
thinking. Why'd you get married?
Well,
if you want all that attention.
No, bro.
I don't know.
No, she didn't say, no, that's not what she said.
Go quote her. Just quote her word for word.
No, she said she would like to feel appreciated by that. Like,
by who?
No.
Her husband?
No. Stop. Just to know, I still got that shit. Every girl like feel that way sometimes. Where they say, yeah, my nigga like it, but
bro,
I also.
Listen,
so you
question
somebody
for you.
Else to
listen,
validate?
No,
that
question
makes
for
no
you.
Sense.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right.
I know,
I'm saying
I can
see
I
where
I
it's coming from.
I understand that.
But I'm not about to kill her. I'm not about to crucify her like she's some thought. Like
no,
she's not
fucking. Question for you.
Go ahead, nigga.
To prove, how do I word this? I'll put it on you. To prove that you still got the juice, 20-year marriage, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we going to say you got bands. You racked up. You successful in life for whatever reason. No matter sports,
I came back
lawyer,
to my topic. I'm going to let you finish, but I came back to my topic.
You got bands, whatever. You locked up. You locked in just like Curry is, but on a different aspect. Fuck the sports. Okay? There's no reason that your female should be out there looking for some poor dust rat that ain't got nowhere near the clout that you got because she don't feel pretty. She looking in all the wrong areas.
That's not what she said.
That is what she said.
That's not what she said. No.
She said she want to be appreciated.
No. It wasn't appreciated. It was more so because she was like, I don't see it. And I feel kind of ugly. And it was like, you don't see it because you're not paying attention to it because you're so focused on everything
though?
Else.
Why she feel ugly?
Because
you just gave my answer.
Let me finish.
She focused on what?
Let me finish. Stop. Let me finish. Because she just had her baby. Most women even say that. Like, I be feeling type of ugly. You've been there.
So who though? Who do you feel ugly to?
No, regardless. No, time out. We know. Regardless, girls gonna be insecure. Regardless, we can be like this. You're beautiful. You've been there. You've been there. Time out. You've been
that's
there with a girl.
Right.
Time out. Let me finish. You've been there with a woman where you like this. You're beautiful. Everything's good with you. Boom.
Yes.
But guess what? They like
yes.
You supposed to say that. That's what you supposed to think.
Right. And they have to believe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's
saying. Wrong. She's childish. I'm just saying. I'm not about to crucify
her.
Like
Curry would have knocked her up as many times as he did if that bitch.
Exactly.
That.
Exactly.
She's making an excuse, bro, because she got hit by the media. Bro. That's
media.
Her cover up. I don't care what nobody says.
Hit by what?
The media.
What you mean? I'm trying to figure out what
when somebody
saying.
Get exposed. So listen,
what she get exposed?
Let's
for?
Say right now we behind closed doors.
What she get exposed for?
I like the color orange. I'm just coming up with some dumb shit, and the color orange is known to be something crazy. It means something crazy, and then my cover up to be well, I meant orange pop and this and that is my favorite, so I picked the color off of that. Like, no, you sound stupid as fuck. So her saying that she wanted this attention, feel appreciated, feel beautiful, and all this other shit, and nobody, she feels hideous to everybody else.
motherfucker.
No, not even everybody else. Not even everybody else. But she also feels here's herself, and then she says that nobody's really paying.
If it was herself, then why should make a comment about everybody? If it's yourself,
do no. She said that in there though. She said herself too. Like, it's I feel. Up, dog. I'm saying she said that too though. It can't be a cover up. She said it.
It is. No, she's smart.
She said it in the interview though. She said it before. She even made the comment. She said, "Yeah, I feel ugly." And
did
I feel
she get exposed before or after she came out about this? Oh, okay. So no, that means her cover up comes after.
No,
the fact.
No. This wasn't after the cover up. This was during the whole interview. She never commented after the
right, so red table came
up. The only thing that happened.
The interview was the first thing, correct?
No, bro. The interview, she said, I feel ugly and I feel like.
Right, but that was her first time coming out about it, correct?
Yeah, but she never said anything else about it. After? No, she didn't say anything after.
Okay, when it was the first time that it broke that she said this whole ass shit?
A couple weeks ago.
Right, no. What did it break on?
It broke on Red Table.
Thank you. Was she at an interview on Red Table?
Yeah.
She was at an interview on Red Table.
Yeah, you know what Red Table is, right?
I understand.
The Jade Picker Show.
I'm clarifying.
Yeah.
Okay, and so when she said this, she said verbatim what?
She said basically on lines of, I feel ugly and I feel like people, I'm not.
People.
No, but she also says she feels ugly herself, though. Is
that's fine. That's the cover up.
No, you can't. How is it a cover up?
There's no reason that the word. People,
it's insecurity though. You know that.
Oh, dude.
You know it's insecurity.
You're at the top of the world. She knows
that don't mean nothing. People be at the top of the world be insecure as fuck.
How many times? I know there.
Niggas can be rich as hell.
People.
I have a small ass nigga still be insecure.
I know that. I know that. I know there's dudes, there's women and all this. The reason I don't put it in a category is just tell me this: you're at the top of the world with one of the top five basketball. No, here's what I'm saying: you're at the top five basketball players. And then how many times, Bucks, have we said this about a female? Boy, she knows she bad.
Yeah, she bad. I think she pretty.
Okay, she know that she bad. I don't give a fuck what she talking about. Oh, I feel ugly.
She said after the pregnancy, she felt ugly because she had this baby weight.
I got one more question.
She said she had this baby weight.
You telling me if I go on her IG, you said it happened 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, roughly. I give her a month. 2 months. I'll go back 3 months ago on her IG. I guarantee if I scroll through the comments of her on some type of selfie, whether it be a face, a full body, or anything, I'm going to find somebody in them comments along the lines of, when you leave Curry, holla at me. When you do this, do that. You look bad as hell, shorty. I would impregnate you right now. Because that I know is there.
Somehow she's
still seeing that she's ugly.
Okay, so what?
Like she don't read
it. Wait, it's girls. Talking about, it's girls that get that shit all the time that we know, bro, that still feel ugly.
I understand what you're talking about. Well, you putting two different females. You got A list, B list.
No, C-list, I'm still doing. I'm doing female in general being insecure, regardless of what level she.
So you telling me that female is really insecure, bro?
Yes. No. It's bitches that's insecure that make.
Why are we? Well, okay, but here, you're not getting my main point though. But you're married to somebody.
I told her I don't like her comments. I said I'm saying though.
I'm asking you. You married to somebody.
Okay.
Who should your somebody be worried about?
I would have checked her.
Who should Joe somebody be worried about who they?
I would have checked her and Curry checked her. He even posted on something like, right. I don't know. He had to make an appreciation. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, who should, if anybody, because you shouldn't be worried about a damn
thing. Okay, time out.
Who, if anybody, should she be worried about?
Just because your female. Just because you're not worried about it, don't mean it can't be on your mind, though.
That's fine if it's on your mind. Why is that your fucking
life? Okay.
Everybody else, all these people.
She should tell him, right? She
thank
should
you.
Tell him. Okay, then.
Your husband first. Okay. You coming out on the fucking.
How you know girl. She ain't tell her husband first?
How I know? Because why was he so surprised? You think that nigga gonna act like that, bro? He not an actor. He a fucking NBA player.
Thank you,
bro. They ain't doing that shit.
For okay, but all right. Okay, I guess we agree. Okay, so because we got like 12 minutes left. So I'm about to get in here with the this nigga. All right, I usually like it. But the loyalty thing is right. Like you said,
this is excluded.
Like you said, the loyalty thing, right? I remember you told me that when you get a wife, you gonna hit her up one day and be like, "Hey, I'm broke. We lost kind of much everything." To pull her feet to the fire to see if she.
Okay, let me clarify that real quick.
That's.
I guess I did say that. That was forethought when I was a little bit younger, and I thought like I was gonna meet some female from that I ain't really never grew up with or work with or something like that, caught up in the street, and I truly don't know her background. But right now, with the one that I'm with, I done known her since we was both dirt poor. So
yeah, but
here's there ain't no reason to test her like that. But I'm talking about another woman that possibly. Could be a gold digger.
Wait, let's put this on table. Gummy. Let's put this on table.
Go ahead.
Even the girl you messing with, let's put this on table. We can't put these girls on a complete pedestal. She can do some fuck. Like, she can go to the boat and still fuck up.
You're right.
And that's not your fault.
Right. I'm not saying that.
And that's not your fault.
Right now, she is not giving me a reason of a doubt.
Oh, no, no, no.
For the opposite side. So I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Exactly. And the 90th percentile that she is. And close to perfection.
And if she does it, it's going to be a surprise.
There it is.
And then that's something you got to live with.
There it is. So right now she has, without a reasonable doubt,
she got like 95%, 99%.
She in the 90s.
Yeah, she in the 90s.
Right.
Now if she do it, she disappointed you, but you kind of like, damn.
Right. And then it's my decision what to do from there.
Okay, so that's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to get to because I know I've been putting girls on a pedestal recently and they all disappoint me in some way. I'm like, damn, I didn't know you was like that. So Ivan, you got any follow-ups?
Yeah, I got follow ups. One, bitches gonna be bitches, hoes gonna be hoes. If you got a true one, she down for you, and that's all. Same thing with you. If you go into, oh yeah, oh okay, yeah, oh woo woo woo, oh yeah, we going to a party, oh yeah, it's gonna be girls there.
Drugs, nigga.
Wrap it up.
If we going,
wrap it up.
If it's same thing with you, you gotta have the mutual trust, like you said. But if there is a temptation, or you've seen that the person will be untruthful, why would you let them go to that situation? That makes you look like
we know she's not untruthful. All right, Alex, you got anything to say?
All I know is I can trust my girl.
Hey, all right, Josh, you got anything to say?
Shit.
So your girl,
check your damn feet.
So your girl can go into a room, dicks flanking, 12 dicks.
Meet on the walls, ceilings, floors.
And you trust her?
Floating in the air.
You trust her, my nigga. Alright, damn, that was trash. Alright, y'all. That was the Eat the Cake podcast.
You better not bring your kids.
This is Ivan's last episode.
You can delete it out.
Like the video and subscribe. Let's KTV out. This nigga Ivan, bro.